in 1995, it just came to me that I should know more than the average person. And so I took the time that I had and in between to start researching. But when it approached the 150th anniversary of the Dred Scott decision, then I knew that we needed to do more than just hear about it in the news.
Growing up, were you aware of the weight of your family's legacy? Like, did you know about, my great-great-grandparents were Dred and Harriet Scott? Were you aware of it?
Definitely, we did know this. As children and younger children, we, of course, didn't understand the great impact of it all. But we always knew that he had been a slave and he sued for his freedom at the old courthouse. Growing up, we didn't really get a lot of Black history at school, not much at all. I do remember when they did tell us about it. It was a couple sentences and we moved on. So that's what made me feel like there's got to be more of this story. And as we sit here today, how much more have we found?
Your family chose to remain in the St. Louis area after the case ended. And of course, you're still here today and there are still members of your family here today. With that being said, how do you feel that race relations and ideals have either improved or changed in St. Louis?
Even though things are better, there are just things that I'm hoping that this history and the subsequent history as it's unfolding with the Civil War commemorations, I think we're having a chance to learn more about the history. You know, one of the other descendants who I'm collaborating with on another project is Keith Plessy. The other day we were talking and he said, you know, hopefully we can embrace the past so we can embrace each other.
Why should we continue to know the story? Why should we continue to keep the Dred and Harriet Scott legacy relevant?
Well, as with any other story that had a great impact on this country, as people have said, if you don't know the past, you're prone to repeat it. It's not just history. It's people. It's courage. It's the abolitionists. You know, it's the politicians. All of these things are patterns in history, and those patterns can be repeated. That is not something we want to do. And as is said many times when we have these presentations, if they had not pursued and persisted, Dred and Harriet could have said, you know, we're tired. You know, we can handle this right now. We're, you know, in their case, personally, they had some freedom to come and go. Their owners weren't always even in town, but they were not free. And they knew their daughters would not be free. So their fight was to the finish. And yet it opened up so that it affected everyone.
Beyond just, you know, statues and small plaques and things like that, what can we do to continue to remember this strong footnote in history? Beyond the recognizance, how can people continue to carry the story forward?
Well, as I say oftentimes, it's our story, meaning everyone's story, Black, white, Hispanic, Native American, on and on. It's our story. This was a linchpin in history. It was a pivotal time that changed the course of our nation. And so the first thing we need to do is learn the story, but not just this story, the stories that go with it. That awareness, that education, that personal growth and change is what I would say any person could do. Everybody doesn't need to go out and speak, but whatever your gift and talent is, if you can apply your education to it and share, that's what I'm trying to do.